Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're just outside the movie theater where we just watched Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Our third annual Star Wars show.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So we were fresh. We saw the movie. And don't worry, we're not going to get into spoiler territory here. That's not our style. We're not changing that here today.
Nope.
And got a special guest. I think you joined us last time. It's my little brother, Kyle. Say what's up.
Hello. My name is Kyle Charlie.
Right on, man.
What's up, man?
Why don't you drop your Twitter handle for us?
At Kyle R. Charlie, I believe.
Yeah, and you're on Instagram, right?
Yeah, same thing, at Kyle R. Charlie.
Yeah, Kyle's a photographer as well, so definitely check out his work. So thanks for joining us, man. So, Bill, what's this movie about?
Pissing Bill off.
Pissing Bill off? All right.
That's what the movie did at the beginning.
Really?
I was so angry with this film.
Yeah.
It's sloppy.
Yeah.
Everything about the film was pissing me off. It was like stupid humor for no reason. Hey, did you know that Finn and Poe had a little sexual chemistry last one?
Yeah.
So we spurted it all over them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Catch that one?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was that?
That's right. I don't know, man.
It was weird stuff like that. It was like they were trying to inject comedy into a film that should have been super serious.
Yeah.
And every time it turned around, there was a joke mm-hmm. the first 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off.
Oh, really? That's crazy. It worked for me.
It drove me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the Star Wars movie came.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. But the opening sequence, though, was very Star Wars. It was very, I thought it was like old school war movie is what I was thinking of.
The opening battle wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But I've seen better than that in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed by the film.
Really?
I'm not afraid to say that.
Yeah.
Without that second half being there, this is like a 3-star film.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was pretty high on it, man.
Yeah.
I'm probably about 4, 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah. It all worked for me. Like the comedy stuff, I was laughing through the whole movie. But there is some stuff in the beginning that does drag the pace down.
There's characters who feel inconsequential mm-hmm. at times when they should be really high.
Yeah.
Stuff happens to them, which drove me nuts. But yeah, second mm-hmm. half is like Empire good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It sticks that landing like a mofo.
Yeah.
But it's just getting there.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people, when all these people who saw it on last week said, it takes a while to get going, but once it gets going, it gets really good.
Oh, yeah.
They were right.
Yeah.
Kyle,
what were your impressions, man?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'd say I was kind of in the middle a little bit, but both of you, like, wasn't disappointed, but, like, for me, I was like, oh, yeah, this is really, like, it's good, but, you know, I think I was looking to be blown away a little bit at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but definitely as it was beautiful. For me, it was kind of, like, beautifully composed
yeah.
the way they brought it, and then they, you know, they really did well hitting a home run, I believe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think he did well,
yeah.
Rian Johnson. And I think he brought a little bit of his own flavor, not too guided by everyone
mm-hmm.
as a part of the Star Wars. So
yeah,
I really enjoyed it. It definitely as a whole, it was amazing.
yeah,
it was so good.
I gotta ask you, what did you think of the porgs?
Take them or leave them.
Take them or leave them, Kyle.
Well, I thought it was really
that's
good.
Just the thing. You create a monster to sell $500 million in toys.
Yeah,
that's what they were.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole franchise started on was selling toys.
I know. I want a Kylo Ren lightsaber. I don't want a porg.
Yeah, I want a porg. I'm going to put like 6 of them in my car. All over the windows. What did you think of them, Kyle?
I enjoyed the porgs. Yeah, they weren't... I don't know. I guess to me, like, I like little... You know, there's like a little cute dog kind of, and those
yeah.
are my favorite.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine. I just,
right on.
They didn't enhance the plot or take away from the plot. They're not yeah. Jar Jar. They're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. One thing I wanted to talk about is Mark Hamill's performance.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Mark Hamill. I loved everybody, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
They all did their job.
Yeah.
It just... yeah. I can't
get over the beginning.
I can't get over the beginning.
That's crazy, man.
I can't. Maybe I'll soften up on the second or 15th viewing.
I think you will.
But it's Star Wars. I'm still going to watch it 85 times.
Yeah.
But, Mark Hamill's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish he did more than just voiceover work.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Daisy Ridley was better.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought Adam Driver was better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He gives a really nuanced performance.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, no problem with the actor.
Yeah. What did you think of Mark Hamill, Kyle?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Because we were listening to the Ringer podcast, remember, right before we got here.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, for your consideration, Mark Hamill. Yeah. What did you think?
Oh, man, it was amazing. He hit it out of the park for me.
Yeah.
Wrong Star Wars person. The person you're going for your consideration is Harrison Ford for Blade Runner. Thank you.
Yes, there you go. Right on. Right on.
I'm like Mr. Negative on this film. I apologize. I got to be the voice of reason here.
It's all good. I was going to mention really quickly Mark Hamill in Brigsby Bear. He's really good in that, too. Yeah. Did you catch that?
I have. I actually watched it 2 days ago.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
strange little film.
Yeah, it is.
Very
it's
strange.
Weird. It's quirky.
I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's really my kind enjoyable. Of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mark Hamill's awesome in it. And yeah, I always think, like, I wish he was doing more than voiceover, and I think that's probably his choice. So
actually, do you know who stole the movie for me?
Who's that?
Benicio Del Toro.
Del Toro is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. That weird stutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite a stutter, but it was.
Yeah. It was very strange.
Something, yeah.
It was sort of like his Usual Suspects character.
It was, almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he looked cool as hell, too.
Yeah. I got that flip in his hair. Yeah. And yeah.
Just the way he walks and moves. He's awesome.
Yeah, I love Benicio Del Toro.
If you guys had to vote for an MVP in the movie, who would you? Is that your MVP?
The Ice Dogs. They were
nice.
Cool.
Pretty awesome. That was pretty cool. What about you, Kyle?
I'd say Mark Hamill.
Yeah, Mark Hamill for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
not even close.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, one thing I wanted to talk about briefly as well is I wanted to talk to you about this, Kyle, because you're, I know you're very well versed on like samurai films, and there was even anime kind of stuff in the movie and like old school war movie kind of inspiration. Did you pick up on that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can see, like I've spoken to you and other friends about it as well. I believe like anime and those types of ways of storytelling have like leaked into Western styles of action, and yeah, you can definitely see it.
The
way they compose their shots and
the way they choreograph their lightsaber battles.
And yeah, definitely.
The way they talk between a few strikes and the way they lean over their, you know, their stance. Yeah. Like you could, it's totally like anime stuff.
Oh, yeah, the weird ass weaponry.
Yeah,
from the red people. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Those were pretty cool.
Yeah,
that was cool scene. Yeah.
Oh,
that was
dude,
cool scene.
That gave me chills. Yeah. Man.
That was insane.
Yeah. So. What else do you want to talk about?
I'm going to tread lightly here.
Yeah?
What'd you think of that flashback of that character from the first three movies?
The flashback?
He kind of showed up.
Mm.
I'm trying to be really vague here.
Oh, shoot. So much happened. Oh, yeah. I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved that.
That was awesome.
Yeah. What do you think,
totally
Kyle?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And made my night.
Right on, man. Yeah. I definitely, for those keeping score at home, I definitely did cry in this movie, like, a lot. So much. How about you, Bill?
No. I was good.
Yeah.
Even the parts that I think were supposed to hit me, I thought were oddly peaceful.
Okay.
And calm.
Yeah.
Which it didn't really get me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Because obviously it got you guys.
Yeah.
But I thought it was done really beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And I yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm heartless.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
I think I am.
Yeah. Yeah, the emotional beats, I thought they hit pretty hard. And even the stuff in the beginning, we don't know all these characters yet, but they established them pretty quickly, and I was deeply moved throughout this whole movie, start to finish. How about you, Kyle?
Yeah, definitely. It was a strong movie. Super happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you brought it to where it needed to go, and I believe a lot of the film, too, it's relevant to, like, real life. That was one of the things I really picked up on myself. There's a lot of things going on in the world, and and I think it's a very relevant story.
Yeah,
I definitely got some net neutrality vibes out of that movie.
Totally, man.
Sorry.
Oh, man. When they were communicating, they were like, hey, you need to upgrade your stream to social media.
I'm only getting 480p on Netflix.
That's right. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. You switch to Amazon Prime. It's only $10 more, and you get unlimited Amazon Prime and high definition.
All right, if you were to star rate it.
Star rate out of 5.
Out of 5.
You go first. Guess first.
4.75.
Nice. I'd fall somewhere between 4 and 4.5.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah.
But only because the second half is so, so strong.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that first 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. And the fact that it's Rian Johnson, I think, also makes it harder for me to even, like, go past that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, watch Looper again.
Oh, yeah.
That film is a tight, tight, tight film.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Absolutely.
That film is not tight. It's loose.
It is. It definitely is. Yeah, there were some things that, in the beginning, as well as even halfway through the movie, there's some stuff that really just bogs down when you're going back to this one story, and you're going, oh, okay, we're going back to this thing again. We're going to plod through this some more. And I thought it did halt the momentum a bit.
Especially stuff with Poe.
Yeah, I found him to be like Mr. Exposition in this movie.
Yeah, I know.
What's up with that?
Go over there.
Yeah.
Just stop being a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was there to tell the audience the plot of the movie. It was like, oh man, come on. You can do better than that. Yeah, and we talked briefly, and this is, again, we'll tread lightly here, but there's one character that has an exit that was kind of weak, right?
Yeah.
We were not too happy with that.
Wasn't too happy with that one.
Yeah. So that...
And that happens in the second half of the film, and that's probably the weakest part of the entire second half of the film.
Yeah.
And other than that, that film is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Except for Poe.
Yeah. 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 That stuff with him in the beginning definitely did feel like they were catering to, like, Tumblr Nation or something like that, or that are, you know.
How many gifs is there going to be tomorrow of Poe in a suit splashing all over?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be everywhere.
It's going to be everywhere. Yeah. And the stupid dialogue below it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. With fan, you know, captions and all that stuff. I don't think we'll ever recover from the lip bite.
That was pretty good.
The first one.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I don't know. Is there anything else we need to talk about? Are you excited for the next one?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Excited, definitely. Yeah.
I'm curious if this is the last movie for the people in this film.
Yeah.
Are they going to start something new after this?
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be continuity?
I think there will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
There's also a really big elephant in the room that's kind of a spoiler, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But they have to explain it.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be some things they're going to have to hatch up in the next one. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
But Rian Johnson, he's signed up for the next one, right?
No, it's J.J. Abrams.
Oh, is it J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, Rian Johnson's doing his own trilogy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hope it's young Han Solo and Lando and Chewie.
That'd be cool.
Just doing pirate shit.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
I was telling Kyle after the movie, I was like, I think, like, low-key, Chewbacca is probably the best pilot in the galaxy. Can you argue with that at all?
No. That cavern he flew through?
Yeah.
Damn.
He's pretty badass, man.
And Rey's good at everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just picks it up, like, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but... I wanted to talk a bit about Kylo Ren. Like, I don't love ranking things, but where would you put him in terms of Star Wars villains?
Like, can't beat Vader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably below Vader.
Yeah.
Then Jar Jar.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah, definitely.
Porks.
Yeah. The porks. Below Vader.
Yeah.
Great, though.
Yeah.
One of my favorite actors as well, Adam Driver.
I like when they said the name Vader. They played his theme in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah.
That's fucking metal, dude. Yeah, I'd probably go, like, for me, it's probably, like, Vader, Kylo Ren, and Darth Maul.
Yeah.
And Boba Fett, of course. Probably Darth Maul and Boba Fett tied, maybe. How about the lightsaber battles? Were you guys happy with that?
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Really good.
Really cool stuff. Yeah, and
was that the first time we actually saw Kylo Ren's lightsaber up close? It looks a little different than I thought it would.
I think we got a tiny glimpse of it in the Force Awakens.
Did we?
I think so.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely have not seen it in that detail.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. That was interesting for sure. What did you think of Andy Serkis in this movie?
I didn't even know it was him until it was done.
Oh, really? Honestly, no way.
I had no idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What did you think, Kyle? Do you know
good.
Who he was?
He was
yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did well.
Yeah. What I was worried is I was like, I hope that he doesn't sound like Andy Serkis, mm-hmm. you know, or one of his previous performances, but he brought it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought he was really good, so.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know.
Wow.
Until I read it in the credits.
Really?
All of a sudden, it's an Andy Serkis, and I'm like, oh, shit.
That's awesome. That's so cool. That's awesome. Yeah, and
was there any other weird cameos? I know, like, a bunch of other people snuck into Force Awakens, like Daniel Craig was in it as a stormtrooper.
I don't know.
Yeah, it always comes out afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noah Segan was in there. He was an X-Wing pilot. It's Rian Johnson's boy. He was in Looper and Brick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He has a couple shots in the movie, and it was pretty cool to see him. He's always at Fantastic Fest every year, so it's kind of cool to see somebody from there
nice.
Show up in Star Wars. I don't know. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
This is our second show this week. We're fucking prolific.
Yeah, we are. That's
we
right.
We didn't do a show for 3 months, and now we've done two in a week.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Three of them should be dropping within a week span.
By the way, after that last episode, the next day, I talked so much I could barely talk.
Oh, really?
My voice was harshed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. And I was coming down with something at the time, too, so I had a really sore throat. And yeah, it was, we recorded like a 2-hour marathon
wow.
episode, so it's pretty hardcore. We had like 3 months to catch up.
That's
so.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was good. And, excuse me. I just wanted to say a quick thank you to all my friends who saw this before me and didn't spoil a single thing. I think that's the first time
totally.
That's happened.
I had a bunch of friends in Vancouver who saw it on Monday.
Okay.
They crashed the ILM screening
no
at Tinseltown.
Nice.
Thanks for not spoiling it.
Yeah. Yeah, because like last time, we kind of knew like the framework of the movie going in. And Kyle, we talked a little bit about this too, like the whole, we didn't know about the production stuff and the rewrites and reshoots, and so we kind of came in with a cleaner slate. So what did you think about that coming in?
Oh, it was awesome. I really liked not seeing any trailers
and
like not giving anything away.
Supposedly the new Japanese trailer gave away something huge.
Oh.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I might watch it when I get home just to see what it was. Supposedly it gave away like a massive plot point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You think they'd keep all of that under wraps within Lucasfilm or something?
Yeah. I don't know. That's wild.
Just give
man.
Them the footage to play with and make their own?
Or? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how that works. But yeah, overall, I think there's a lot for Star Wars fans to enjoy in this movie.
Oh,
so,
big time.
Yeah, I can't imagine a Star Wars fan being as disappointed as Bill. I gotta throw that in there.
It's better than Justice League.
Oh, dude. You gotta go there, man.
I do.
Those wounds are still fresh, Holmes. It's all good.
You still can't tell me Cyborg's name, can you?
No. He's DC Iron Man / Exposition Machine. I think his name's Dave.
Dave Cyborg.
Dave Cyborg.
Oh, my God.
Junior.
Yes. For the record, Kyle, what did you think of Justice League?
I enjoyed
Justice League. Yo, high five.
Too wrong.
I'm a Zack Snyder fanboy.
Yeah.
And the 20% that he directed of that film was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we won't drag this podcast down anymore. I guess, should we put any closing thoughts before we wrap it up?
Yeah, it was good.
Good?
Yeah.
Cool. Kyle?
Yeah, really good to go see it. It's worth your money.
Yeah, check it out. And big screen, big sound. I had a fun time. So I guess we should tell people where they can find you online.
I am at SoundJam69. Say hi.
One more time, Kyle.
At Kyle R. Charlie on Instagram and Twitter.
Cool. And the show has a Twitter account. We're at @green_screen. We're on Facebook. We're in a search for the Green Screen of Death. I'm on Twitter. I'm @Adrian_Charlie. Say hi. My football tweets are going to stop pretty soon. And I'll be back to talking movies and trolling people all day, every day. So once again, thanks very much for listening. We'll talk with you next time.
Peace.